You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Munson Healthcare says it's reached its peak number of hospitalizations, pulling ahead of where the healthcare system was during late November, when cases soared in the region. Meanwhile, local health departments say they can no longer keep up with massive spread. IPR's Taylor Wisner fills us in with more. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, Kendra.
So to start us off, what is the current outlook?
Well, as you just mentioned with Munson, they're seeing their peak number of hospitalizations with currently 91 patients in their hospital care. And just across the region, there's been a high positivity rate. It's at 16% right now in Munson's healthcare region. That's extremely high, maybe the highest we've seen in the pandemic, which doesn't square really with how we're doing as an area fighting the pandemic. We've had about 43% of our residents vaccinated. So just in the group that hasn't, seeing those high numbers is very concerning. And seeing people in their 30s and 40s, healthy people in the hospital, is definitely a troubling trend.
Now, a lot of people are wondering why Michigan is being hit so hard. And we've heard a few answers, but do we have any more clarity on that?
In some areas of our region, it's not just heightened community spread, but we're seeing these really explosive outbreaks. The medical director for District Health Department Number 10, Jennifer Morse, really connects that to this infectious B.1.1.7 variant.
The pattern we have seen is just, it's like someone dropped a powder keg of COVID off in a location. So we're seeing an extremely rapidly evolving outbreak in locations or very rapid spread.
She estimates it's responsible for at least 30 to 50% of the cases they're seeing. And right now, if you look across the state and region, we're hearing that children are largely responsible for the increased spread. Cases across the state in the 19 and younger group have doubled in the month of March. That's a significant departure from earlier in the pandemic when health departments said that children, even really young children, likely don't play a role in transmitting the virus. They typically weren't the first in their home to be infected. That's not the case anymore. This new variant is so contagious. The thinking is it's possibly infecting people with far less exposure. And because of that, it's working really well to infect many more people than before. Some health department officials also think that because Michigan had more restrictions and fewer people got sick, it actually leaves more people susceptible to the virus now. So with this highly transmissible virus and also just more things being open and more exposure happening, that's kind of lighting a fire to the spread of the virus. Still, we haven't heard from the CDC about changing social distancing guidelines with this infectious variant raging through Michigan. And we haven't heard anything from the state about increasing restrictions in light of these alarming trends.
What about spring break? Did we hear more about the decision to close Grand Traverse County's middle and high schools this week?
Right. Well, as we just talked about with this statewide trend of children being large drivers of these cases, that's what we're seeing as well in Grand Traverse County, at least in some part. One health official reported that in March, 20% of their cases were in that 19 and younger group. And right now they have 43 school-age cases that they are investigating and contact tracing for, which takes a lot of time. Add to that, the CDC and the state are asking for post-spring break quarantines. The rapidly rising positivity rate and high hospitalization rate and these unknowns about the variant, you know, the health department took a look at that and said, we need to take a step back. And with a lot of testing going on this week, the testing at Traverse City Central High School yesterday, the health department has a full slate of appointments that are fully booked, and the mandatory sports testing, that's going to really help the health department understand better what they're dealing with in the community.
So more testing can be expected. So you also mentioned health departments are stressed. How are they managing the surge?
Well, with these high number of cases and the fact that the health departments locally are really in charge of a lot of the vaccination efforts, staff are really stretched thin right now. They're asking, like they did back in November, that if you get a positive test back, you immediately isolate yourself, don't wait for a call from the state or the health department, and contact any close contact.
And do officials have any other guidance?
I'm glad you asked, because this week, quarantine guidelines have changed. This is important to note. And especially in Michigan, because of the high number of cases, the health department is really asking people to stay home this full 14 days of quarantine, like we did earlier in the pandemic, if you have a close contact who tested positive. And local health departments say that's critical. They've seen cases develop on day 11 of exposure or even beyond that. Though, good news is, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to quarantine following exposure from someone who tested positive. So at least there's that.
That was IPR's Taylor Wisner filling us in on the latest peak in COVID cases. Thanks, Taylor.
Stay safe out there.